Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio is being brought to you by
WPGW AM and FM Portland.
And a very pleasant good evening, everybody. I'm Rob Weaver, along with Dave Kalp. We're here at the Fortside Fieldhouse in Fort Recovery, Ohio. And the score is 3-1. Fort Recovery takes the early lead against Graham. And there's a shot up and in, Dave.
Yeah, Logan Humman just put that bad boy in. We started out. We had a couple technical difficulties. We got things up and running here. We had an early foul. They scored 1 point on a free throw. We came down. Daniel Patch made a long three for his first shot of the game to make it 3-1. And then Logan Humman just rolls in there and drops in a layup. So nice start here for the Indians.
5-1 score. Fort Recovery in the lead. Rob Weaver here along with, again, Dave Kalp, the official mayor of Fort Recovery. I'm just so honored.
Well, you know.
Daniel Patch has the basketball for Fort Recovery into Holman. Back outside it goes to Owen Judy, and he passes back inside to Logan Holman, and there's a foul called on Graham. Get my Graham roster over here.
Yeah, the Falcons. That was number, I think it was number two, Eli Hollinsworth.
So Fort Recovery has the ball. Ask him if we're okay. I want to make sure that.
Spencer, we sounding good?
Graham steals the ball. Here's a layup up and good.
Number four right there for Graham, Bodie McCurry.
So Bodie McGuire, I think it is.
Bodie McGuire
makes it 5-3. Here's a shot underneath blocked by Graham. As missing the shot there was Landon Post. At the other end, it's up and no good. Out of bounds it goes. It'll be given to the Fort Recovery Indians. Nope, to the Graham. What's their roster? Or what's their nickname?
They're the Falcons. The Graham Falcons. I thought it was the Crackers, but.
Okay, inside it's up and no good. And a foul's called on Fort Recovery as Zach Van Scoy driving there underneath. Landon Post picks up the personal foul. Our first quarter scoreboard sponsor, Calp Pharmacy. Calp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, also Union City in Bern, Indiana. Don't forget they have a weekly prescription program. They will deliver your prescriptions to you on a weekly basis. Just ask a friendly Calp Pharmacy pharmacist if that's the right program for you. Zach Van Scoy hits both free throws. That makes the score now 5-5. So are we okay?
Yep. He says we're sounding good.
Good. I need to just plug in the TV here. And Fort Recovery with the basketball.
Landon Post with the ball. He's got it out. Throws it out to Patchy at the top of the key. He turns around, drops it down to Logan. Logan slips, falls, goes out of bounds. Going to stay with the Indians.
Thanks to Neil Spencer for helping us out here. 5-5 score. Hey, Neil, we're only going on 1V. Is that okay? Is that the way it goes?
Yes.
Okay.
The other one is coming back this way.
Okay, very good. Fort Recovery with the ball, tied 5-5. Cale Rammel with it. He'll pass over here to Daniel Patch. He'll fire for a three-point
Patchy.
Shot. He got it!
How about that? Great start for Daniel Patch.
Daniel Patch hits a three-point shot. You're listening to listening to WPGW AM and FM in Portland, Indiana, and FortRecoveryRadio.com. Over on the left side it goes to Eric Goddard for Ram. Back outside. Three-point basket by Bodie McGuire. And he ties the game at 8-8. Another good game going here.
Yeah, we had a heck of a ball game on Saturday night against Jay County, and looks like we're into another winning one right here.
Troy Holman with the ball, who's in the game now, over to Daniel Patch. Patch dribbles. Right side it goes to Owen Judy. Inside to Cale Rammel. Rammel double-teamed. There's a foul called on Graham. Fouls whistled on Graham. Once again, Rob Weaver and Dave Kalp here with you.
Did you get the TV hooked up, Rob?
Yeah, I think we're
all
okay.
Right. Very good. One thing's for sure, Bobby Leverett, Coach Leverett, talked about how Graham was a wrestling school. Man, you can see that on their builds out there. They're built pretty good.
Bill Overla is the principal or superintendent there. I'm not sure which.
There you go. There's the connection.
Yeah.
I knew there had to be one. Very good.
I haven't seen him here tonight, but welcome to the broadcast, folks, whether you're watching on TV or listening on the radio or on FortRecoveryRadio.com. Shots up and no good by Zach Van Scoy. And ball goes out of bounds. It'll be given to the Fort Recovery Indians. You've tuned in for the Jay County game tonight. That's being heard on our other stations at 1440 AM and 105.3 FM. Troy Homan with the ball out front. Over to Cale Rammel. There's a travel called on Fort Recovery.
Yeah, Caleb came in there for Logan, and he just slipped his feet a little bit. Good call.
Caleb Evers called for the travel. So Graham will bring it up. Probably tells me on here what Bill is there. He is the principal at Graham High School.
Yes, sir.
He was principal here at Fort Recovery for what, a couple of years? A
couple of years. He's a great guy. Great guy. He went back towards home, and we appreciate his time here at Fort Recovery for sure.
If you happen to be listening out there, Bill, we say hi to you. Your Graham team's doing pretty well here. It's tied right at 8-8.
Right now it's 8-8. That's right.
Graham with the basketball. Here's a shot from the top of the key. No good off the back of the rim by Eric Goddard. Rebound comes to Graham. Inside, up, no good. Rebound comes to Daniel Patch of Fort Recovery as Zach Van Scoy missed that one inside. Here's Daniel Patch firing and no good on the three. Rebound comes to Graham. With the basketball is Ben Sells. Again, Calp Pharmacy is our first quarter scoreboard sponsor. Don't forget they have Handicap Medical Equipment in their Handicap Medical Equipment Center in the Fort Recovery Industrial Park. Here's the shot up and no good by Eli Hollingsworth. A mad scramble for the ball. And here's a shot from the left by Graham. No good. Rebound comes back to Graham again. And now they hold the ball. They have black uniforms.
Yeah, they're getting a lot of offensive rebounds. They're taking some long shots. They're getting some long rebounds coming off of those rims. And they're tracking them down faster than we are.
Yeah, I would say they probably have the advantage there so far. Inside it goes. It's blocked by Fort Recovery, but Graham got the rebound. Right side shots up. No good on a three. Rebound comes
finally
to...
Finally, we get a rebound.
Evers for Fort Recovery. Is missing that shot a moment ago was Eric Goddard. Left side, Daniel Patch. Underneath the landing post, he scores. Give Daniel Patch the assist. And Landon Post gets the basket. 10-8 now. Jay County, Fort Recovery leading by 2 points. And we say Graham stepped on the sideline. Turnover for Graham, and we get the ball back.
Yeah, Owen Judy come up, put some good pressure on him right there, and he just bobbled it and kind of kicked it out of bounds. Turnover for Graham. Ball goes to the Indians.
Daniel Patch with the basketball. He'll pass over Owen Judy, and Owen scores. Owen right underneath got the easy lay-in for Fort Recovery.
Great pass in there by Patchy, too.
Makes it 12-8 now. Fort Recovery leads by 4. I think that might be our biggest lead of the game. It might have been 5-1 early on.
Maybe.
There. Inside spin move is up and good. Ben Sells hits the shot for Graham right underneath. That makes it 12-10. Troy Homan to Daniel Patch inside to Caleb Evers. Evers up and going to call him for an offensive foul.
Yeah, I think he pushed pretty hard there with that shoulder and good call, I believe.
Caleb Evers gets called for the offensive foul, so that'll give the basketball back to Graham. Let's get a good look. think this might be the first time ever these two teams have met, as far as I know.
Well, I don't remember us ever playing Graham, so I don't know if we got enough. We probably got to head their way next year, I'm assuming. Usually kind of set up as a home and away, usually.
I would guess. Here's an outside shot, three-pointer good. Cody McGuire hits a three.
It's his second three-pointer of the game, and keeps him right in this, baby.
He now has 8 points to lead everybody in scoring so far.
Yeah, he's 3 for 4 in the night, 2 for 2 from three-point land.
Right side, Landon Post, out front to Owen Judy. He'll fire a three. Good. Bingo. Great shot for Owen Judy.
Just a nice step-back three right there by Owen. And that's going to do it. Nice job, Indian.
Three-point shot at the buzzer is no good. So the score at the end of the first quarter is 15-13. The Fort Recovery Indians leading Graham. And we'll be back in a moment here. Thanks to Cal Pharmacy for being our first quarter scoreboard sponsor. Don't forget, they've got a nice variety of Christmas gift ideas for you at Cal Pharmacy, Fort Recovery, and Bern and Union City, Indiana.
Hi, this is Kyle Andrews of Cal Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Give the gift of comfort this holiday season with a Golden Technology Sleep Lift chair for your loved one. We have a large assortment of chairs in stock, various sizes, styles, fabrics, and colors to choose from. And we offer the best guarantee in the business. Let our experienced customer service specialist help you choose the perfect seat lift chair. Our showroom is located south of Fort Recovery, just off State Route 49. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
The St. Henry Bank is a fifth-generation family-owned company, and we take pride in serving our local communities when it comes to all of your banking needs with all types of checking accounts and savings accounts, IRAs, home loans, commercial loans, farm loans, student loans, and more. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you.
We take pride in taking care of you.
Visit us online at sthenrybank.com for all of your online banking needs. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Rob Weaver and Dave Kalt back here at the Fortside Fieldhouse. Score is 15-13 as we start the second quarter. Here's Daniel Patch with the ball. Fort Recovery has the basketball. There's a shot up and good by Cale Rammel.
Cale's first bucket of the night. They've been double-teamed him pretty good down there, and he finally got free and popped in a quick jumper.
Ram with the basketball out front with it. Over on the left side it goes to Ben Sells. Right side. Should you take it over a minute here, Dave?
Yeah, there's a long shot out there by number four, Bodie McGuire, and his first miss of the night. Rebound and comes down to the Indians. And they bring it down to Troy. Troy's going to drive baseline. Go reverse, miss it, and tipped in by Cale Rammel. Cale Rammel right there with a tip in and an offensive rebound. Nice job by Cale.
So Graham has the basketball back now. What did you say their nickname was? You
think? The Falcons.
The Falcons. The Graham Falcons. They have the ball on the left side. It's 19-13. Fort Recovery by 6 here. Right side, back outside it goes. Here's a shot from the left wing. It's no good. Rebound comes to Cale Rammel of Fort Recovery. There's a drive to the hoop by Rammel. He missed it. Rebound comes to Graham. To Brent Case, who's in the game now for the Falcons. Here's a drive to the hole. It's up and no good. Rebound comes to Cale Rammel as Ben Sells missed the shot. He also missed the shot a moment ago. 19-13. Indians could try to break this game open here.
Yeah, building on a little bit of a lead here, and there's a turnover.
That's going to be an easy basket, maybe. Yep. Bodie McGuire, he's their guy. He has 10 points on the night now. Bodie McGuire with the basketball and the steal and the score. Turned that steal into 2 points.
Pretty good little ball player right there. He's pretty quick with his feet and nice little shooter.
Fort Recovery with the ball. We lead 19-15. Into Cale Rammel. He'll turn, fire, and hit. Cale Rammel scoring to make it 21-15. You're listening to FortRecoveryRadio.com and WPGW AM and FM in Portland, Indiana.
All 6 points for Cale coming here in the second quarter.
Keep her going, Kale. Right side, back outside. There's Sells firing and hitting a three. Ben Sells, he is a junior player on this Ram team. He makes it 21-18. It's back to a three-point game as Graham won't go away. Right side it goes, back outside, back into Kale Rammel. He scores, give the assist to Daniel Patch. As he hit Kale Rammel right inside.
Yeah, he found him wide open and a quick turnaround, Jay, and easy layup and give him eight here this quarter.
With the balls, Ben Sells over on the right side. Now there is Eric Goddard. Back to Sells on the right. He drives, feeds off to Goddard.
Yeah, nice play.
Sells drove the baseline, and Goddard then broke in, and he hit Goddard in the lane for the basket. Here is Daniel Patch. He missed it, got his own rebound, and scored.
Padding all the stats right there. Patchy with a two-pointer right there. Give him eight on the night. Patchy also with four rebounds early in this game here in the first half.
25-20, Indians up by five. Timeout on the court. We'll be back in just a moment.
Hi, this is Dave Hall from Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, your local Case IH and Kubota dealer. If you're considering purchasing equipment from us during this next year, please talk to us as soon as possible. Right now, we have a lot of equipment on order for stock, probably more than we've ever had in the past. But adding to our list of already ordered equipment is getting harder and harder. So talk to one of our salesmen soon. Hopefully, we have the equipment for you already on its way. Hall Brothers, your Case IH and Kubota dealer in Fort Recovery.
Back here at the Fortside Fieldhouse, decent crowd on hand for a weeknight game.
Yeah, for a Tuesday night game, and Patchy's going to get a little blow right there. He's playing a heck of a game. He's out there working his butt off, so good to see that.
Being the holidays, too. Here's Graham with the ball. Right side to Ben Sells, fires a three, it's off. Rebound. Comes down.
Another offensive rebound for him. Number two, Hollingsworth.
Yep, Eli Hollingsworth. Underneath it goes. Hollingsworth missed a shot. Rebound, Kale Rammel. They're going to call Hollingsworth. No, it's not Hollingsworth. That is Brent Case. Going to call Brent Case for the foul. Well, Graham's not shy about shooting the ball.
Well, I'll tell you what, and I think they live by the three-pointer because they've taken a lot of three-point attempts here in the first half so far, and for them, they've made quite a few of them. They keep them in the game.
Troy Holman goes into Evers, tries to pass underneath the landing post, knocked away, but Post got it back. Troy Holman over to Kale Rammel. Rammel at the free throw line. Back to Troy Holman. Has to chase it down and does so. Holman resets the offense here. Troy Holman with the ball. Dribbling, he looks, passes back outside to Kale Rammel. Down to Caleb Evers. Evers on the left side, Landon Post. Three-point shot, no good. Rebound comes to Landon Post. Feeds to Kale Rammel,
nice
and he scores.
Nice pass. Got it to Caleb Evers in there. Nice job by Landon right there.
Yeah,
nice.
Landon got the assist. That makes it now 27-20. Rob Weaver here along with Dave Kalp, our studio producer at the radio stations, Eric Catterly, and here at the game site for FortRecoveryRadio.com, it's Mr. Neil Spencer. Left side it goes. And there's a steal by Kale Rammel. Down he comes, lays it in. It will count. And he'll be at the line for a three-point opportunity. Kale Rammel stealing and getting the bucket there.
Oh, nice job going in there with the left hand and drawing the foul. So got a chance to make a three-point play and build this lead up to 10 points, Rob.
Indians back in action on Friday night right here at the Fortside Fieldhouse against Delphi St. John's. Free throws up and good by Kale Rammel. Makes it 30-20 now. Indians starting to pull away. That's their biggest lead, I believe, of the game at 10 points.
No doubt.
Left side, shots fired up. It's no good. Rebound comes down to Graham.
Unbelievable how many rebounds they're getting offensively.
Eli Hollingsworth got the rebound. Yeah, we have to be really lopsided in that category on the bad end for Fort Recovery.
Well, they get some long rebounds. We got a good box out, but the rebound's going over our heads.
It did that time, that's for sure.
It did.
Ben Sells with it. Dribbling, top of the key. Pass on the left side to their shooter, Bodie McGuire. McGuire now hands it off to Eric Goddard. Goddard goes on the right to Ben Sells. Three-point shot is no good again. And Owen Judy comes down with the rebound. Sells can take that shot all night long, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, he puts the mark on it, doesn't he?
Here is K.O. Rama on the left. It's up and good by Landon Post.
Nice drive by Landon right there. Give him 4 points.
Landon got the ball on the left baseline and drove in and laid it in, making it 32-20 now. Indians by 12 points. Bodie McGuire with the ball. Right side it goes to Ben Sells. Back to McGuire. McGuire passes over on the left to Eli Hollingsworth. Back to right side to Ben Sells. The Graham Falcons. And they managed to keep the ball.
That's unbelievable.
Almost lost it. Ben Sells fires and hit.
There you go.
There he finally got one. Ben Sells hits a three-point shot. It's his second three of the night.
Yeah, I believe I got him down for 8 points here. I don't know if I'm wrong. Probably am, but I think he made a two-point bucket early in the game.
Left side to Troy Homan. Homan circles around. Passing outside to Landon Post. Caleb Evers. Troy Homan with the ball. He'll drive in. Get hands off to Cale Rammel. He misses the short shot. Got his own rebound. Missed it again. Rebound comes to Graham, to Eric Goddard. Here come the Falcons with the ball. Bodie McGuire with the basketball. He tries to weasel his way inside, and they say he's fouled on the drive. Should be out of bounds to Graham.
Foul's going to be called on Landon Post. I believe that's his first. No, they say it's his second.
He will go out of the game, and coming in is Logan Homan for Fort Recovery. Logan hasn't quite played as much tonight as he did the other night against Jay County.
No, I think he got a little bit hurt there when he fell out one time and kind of hobbled over. They're putting him back in now.
Owen Judy blocks the shot, got it back underneath to Troy Homan, and he has it stolen from him. Coming the other way is the Graham Falcons up and no good. Forcing his way in was Zach Van Scoy, and he missed the shot, but he drew the foul. I think they're going to call on Owen. Yep, Owen Judy, his first. Owen hasn't really touched the ball much here tonight.
No, he's made a three, and he's made a two-point bucket for 5 points. This young man going to the line here is Zach Van Scoy. He's 4-for-4 from the free throw line so far.
Hits that one.
All 4 of his points coming from the charity stripe.
32-24, Fort Recovery by 8 here in the second quarter. This one's up there, and it is no good off the front of the rim. Rebound, Graham, and they score.
Unbelievable.
Right at the buzzer. Eric Goddard got the rebound. He stuck around the outside. The ball took the right bounce, and he lays it in. 32-26. The lead is shriveled down to 6, and that's the end of the first half. We'll be back to give you all the halftime stats coming up in a moment here on J-Country 101 Radio, 100.9 on your FM dial, and FortRecoveryRadio.com right after we pause for this.
Ever try to buy insurance online? Hi, I'm Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance. On the internet, it's hard to tell a computer your truck spends half its life in a field or that you keep your jet ski in a pole barn. Here, life's different than the big city or suburbs. So are our insurance needs. As your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, we can address your concerns and a few you may not be aware of. Insurance done local. It's what we do. FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
I need a better job where the benefits are great. A family-friendly company with competitive pay. Where people stop and greet me when they see my smiling face. Cooper Farms, it's more than a workplace.
Locations in Van Wert, Fort Recovery, St. Henry, Rossburg, and Coldwater. Start at $15.25 an hour for full-time production. Flexible options available too. To apply, visit CooperFarmsJobs.com. Cooper Farms, it's more than a workplace.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Building the future starts with the right tools. That's why you should ask us at K&L about the hardworking, dependable constructed equipment from New Holland, including skid steer loaders, compact track loaders, loader backhoes, tractor loaders, compact excavators, and compact wheel loaders. Every New Holland model offers clean, responsive power, built-in comfort and versatility that helps you master any job, any challenge, anytime. Learn more. Stop by K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery today.
Back here at the Fortside Fieldhouse, Rob Weaver along with Dave Kalf. Our halftime score, Fort Recovery 32, and the Graham Falcons 26. The Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Thomas Banna would like to wish the Fort Recovery Indians good luck in tonight's game. Dr. Banna's staff includes Fort Recovery graduates Lori Tin and Chrissy Hart. Go get them, Indians, says the Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Tom Banna, Highway 67 at the west edge of Portland. Dr. Banna would love to be your family's dentist. Well, Dave, what do you got for us on the halftime stat?
Well, I got to tell you, I'm out here, I'm watching our state, the golfer out there, Joe Brunch's daughter out there. She's shooting some three-pointers, and she's struggling from the corner. She has made a couple, but most of them are coming up a little short. She's out there giggling so hard she can't get it up there.
Whitley Ramble was in this the other night. And
yeah, she was on fire for a little bit, wasn't she?
Yeah, she hit quite a few.
Absolutely. Well, I'll tell you what, for the Fort Recovery Indians, they do have a 6-point lead here, 32-26. They scored 15 points in the first quarter, 17 in the second quarter. Leading scorer for the Indians is Cale Rammel. Cale Rammel's got 11 points. He come on fire in the second quarter. I think he got all 11 points in the second quarter. Behind him is Daniel Patch. Patch made a couple of early threes, followed that up with the deuce, and that gives him 8 points for the game. Follow that up with Owen Judy, who made a three-pointer, nice step back, and a deuce for five. And then we've got Caleb Evers has 2 points. Logan Homan's got 2 points. And Landon Post, he's got 4 points for the Indians. That gives you a total of 32. For the Graham Falcons, they're led by Buddy McGuire, who, like you said, Rob, seems to be their go-to guy. He's made a couple of trays, and he's made a couple of two-point baskets for a total of 10 points. He's followed by Ben Sells. Ben Sells has 2 three-pointers and a two-pointer for 8. And Zach Van Scoy has 4 points, and Eric Goddard has 4 points. That's your total for 26 points. Rebounding-wise, closer than you thought. If I'm right, probably not. 17-16 in favor of the Graham Falcons. Turnover-wise, pretty even. 4-piece is what I got us down for, and pretty clean game. You know, the other night against Jay County, I think we had... Well, I'm going to get this wrong. One team had 7, one team had 5. Pretty clean game for as rough as that was the other night, you know?
Yes, it was. Both teams had excellent floor games, and that's the key to winning no matter what.
You're going to do a lot of Jay County games too, I'm sure, and you're going to see some good ball from those guys. That's a talented team. That was one of the funnest games I've seen in a long time. Trying to find some stats here on the JV. You thought Bobby sent them up to us, but...
Yeah, he probably sent them to me.
Sent them to you, and you don't have your phone.
I don't have my phone.
Well,
so.
That doesn't do us any good. I do know that we won. It was like 43-25, maybe?
43-27, I think.
43-27, yeah.
It might have been 25. But.
Yeah, they had a nice lead when I got here, and they built on that. And congratulations to the JVs. I think they are 3-0.
Are they really?
I think so.
Because I know they beat South Adams.
They beat South Adams, and I think they beat Jay County the other night. So they're 3-0, and Indians coming in here at 1-1, obviously beat South Adams and then lost to Jay County the other night. So looking to get it to 2-1, they got a good start for it here. So pretty good ball here in the first half, though, I thought, really.
Yeah. Rams got some nice players, I tell you.
Yeah, they're big and physical. That number 44, they don't show us how tall they are. We definitely have them outsized, though. You know, I mean, man for man, we got them outsized. But as far as their big guy, he's pretty big.
The guard that they have, little number 4 there, who is
Buddy McGuire.
Buddy McGuire, nice, pretty nice player.
Yeah, they like I say, they kind of live and die by the 3-ball, and it's kept them in here so far. But I think for Fort Recovery, we've got 3 three-pointers, 1 with Owen Judy and 2 with Daniel Patch. They've got 4, but They shoot a lot of them, don't they?
They do indeed. Hey, we'll be back. We're going to take a break here. We'll be back in a moment. Second half coming up momentarily. Fort Recovery leading at halftime over the Graham Falcons, 32-26 here in boys basketball. A rare Tuesday night game for boys basketball here at Fort Recovery.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Did you know when being dismissed from the hospital, you can choose which pharmacy and medical equipment company services your needs? When you are faced with a choice, choose Kalp Pharmacy to deliver your IV medications and medical equipment to you. We're located in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, and Bern, Indiana. So stop in or call us at 800-686-2314. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
At the St. Henry Bank, we take pride in our community, its farming heritage, and its banking needs, and we're there for you when you need us. Whether you're looking for your next piece of farm equipment or the purchase of seed, fertilizer, or chemicals, the St. Henry Bank can make sure you have the cash flow when you need it most. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you.
We take pride in taking care of you.
Visit us online at sthenrybank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Dave Hall from Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, your local Case IH and Kubota dealer. If you're considering purchasing equipment from us during this next year, please talk to us as soon as possible. Right now, we have a lot of equipment on order for stock, probably more than we've ever had in the past. But adding to our list of already ordered equipment is getting harder and harder. So talk to one of our salesmen soon. Hopefully, we have the equipment for you already on its way. Hall Brothers, your Case IH and Kubota dealer in Fort Recovery.
Back here once again at the Fortside Fieldhouse, just about set for the second half of play. Our third quarter scoreboard sponsor tonight is going to be Cooper Farms, offering a complete program for your swine, beef, and dairy feeds, plus professional nutritional support as well. Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, St. Henry, and many other area locations. And they'd like to have you employed at Cooper Farms. Check out the job opportunities at cooperfarms.com/jobs. That's cooperfarms.com. Well, what do you think, huh?
Well, I think we're going to have to come out and play some good hard ball here in the second half to keep this lead, because I can tell you right now, they didn't drive an hour and a half to get here to come out here and not play hard. So I think they're pretty confident with their game, and we'll see if they stick with their same defense and see what they try. Maybe they'll try putting a little full court pressure on us. I don't know.
Thursday night, the girls are at Delta St. John's for a conference matchup. I won't be doing that on the radio. You can hear that on FortRecoveryRadio.com. And then on Friday, we'll be back here. We were able to pick that game up on the radio, so we'll have that, Dave, on Friday night.
Okay.
You're welcome to join me on FortRecoveryRadio.com.
Should be able to make it. We got to get our girls on track here. They're struggling a little bit early in the season, and Coach Gann's got to get that team straightened down a little bit, get some W's under their belt, and get some confidence going.
Yeah, I think that's the key thing for the girls. They just need to get a win and get some confidence going indeed. Graham has the ball to start the second half of play on the Cooper Farm scoreboard. Again, we lead 32-26. Left side with the basketball. On the wing now, here's Ben Sells underneath, shoots over Landon Post, missed it. Rebound.
There you go. That's their big guy in the middle right there. Gets an offensive rebound, Eric Goddard.
About knocked us down, though.
Yeah, he might have been a little bit hard on.
Might have been a foul there, but
they let him play, didn't they?
They sure did. Daniel Patch with the basketball now. He'll feed it over to Cale Rammel. Back out to Owen Judy. There's his three, and he can't get it to go down. And a foul's going to be called on Cale Ramble going over the back.
Yeah, he did go over the back. Cale thought he pulled him down, but I think the foul was on Cale.
Over the back of Zach Van Scoy. So that makes the score still 32-28 as the Graham is as close as they've been in a while. They trailed by 10 points at one time in the second quarter.
Well, I think we pulled Cale out. I think that was his third foul, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay, that's not good. He fouled out the other night in the Jay County game, but it was right at the end of the game.
Sure was.
So it really didn't make a whole lot of a difference there. Ben Sells with the ball for Graham. Back outside it goes. There's McGuire.
There's your guy.
Bodie McGuire hits a three. It gives him 13 on the night. He leads all scorers, and obviously his team. It's now 32-31. It's a one-point game. They've made 9 points up on us.
Yeah, they came out. We got to get a bucket here.
Here's Logan Homan, who feeds off to Troy Homan, to Daniel Patch, down inside to Logan. Logan turns, and he is fouled on the play by Zach Van Scoy, who tried to block the shot, knocked it out of Logan's hands.
Well, Logan's got him by about 4 or 5 inches underneath the bucket, and he knew he had to get the ball while it was down low, and he did, so we'll put Logan to the line.
Really, their only tall guy they've got out there is the Goddard kid.
Yeah, number 44, yep.
Logan Homan at the line. He off the back of the rim, no good. Come on, Logan. We need these.
Yeah, I haven't been keeping track of how many free throws, but we've missed. But there's one up and good.
One of two for Logan. That makes it 33-31. Fort Recovery by two. And Graham with the basketball. Bodie McGuire with it on the left side. He'll feed over here. Left corner shot by Eric Goddard's no good. Ball goes. What do they call?
Well, it went off of Logan, and I think Owen was out of bounds. He had a foot out of bounds when and he tried to come back in and establish himself, and he touched the ball too quick, so it's kind of a turnover, and we're going to go back to Graham.
Here's a shot from the corner. It's no good on a three by Ben Sells. Rebound, Owen Judy. So that didn't hurt us there.
Nope.
Owen Judy. Right side it goes to Troy Homan. Back to Judy. Working against his defender. Pops the shot. No good. And I got to call a foul. They're going to give him three shots?
I don't think it was a three. Shooting two. Yeah, I thought he was inside the arc.
Owen Judy fouled on the shot, so he'll be at the free throw line. Owen bounces the ball. He has only 5 points on the night.
Yes, sir. Make it six.
Got the first one.
His first free throw of the night, up and in.
He'll have one more. It's up and good again. Owen Judy connects on both free throws to give him 7 points on the night. And the Indians are back on top by 4 points. Here's Bodie McGuire with the ball way out front. Feeds over on the left, Eric Goddard. Goddard dribbling against Daniel Patch. Right side to McGuire. Fires a three, missed it. Rebound, Ben Sells in the lane. Puts the shot up. Got it.
Another long rebound.
Ben Sells gets the rebound basket. Makes it 35-33. Indians leading by two. We've led most of the way here. Here's a drive by Landon Post. Up no good. Rebound comes down to Graham. Bodie McGuire will bring it up. 4:59 to go in the third quarter of play on the Cooper Farms scoreboard. If you'd like to market your corn, see your friends at Cooper Farms. They're buying corn. Call them at 800-637-7161 for marketing information. 800-637-7161. Cooper Farms. Graham with the basketball. There's a three, no good, by Ben Sells.
Another rebound. Offensive rebound.
Yep, rebound comes to Graham, and there's a foul on Owen Judy as he fouled Zach Van Scoy. That's number two on Owen. Got a timeout on the court. 35-33. Indians lead by two. We'll be back in a moment.
Remember that scene in the Indiana Jones movie where the old knight tells him to choose wisely? Hi, I'm Connor Ramble with Fort Recovery Insurance. When it comes to insurance, choose wisely. Now, I'm not an old knight, but I do know insurance. From farms to factories to cars and ATVs, don't just spin the wheel and choose the first one that comes up. Insurance is too important not to have some local advice on what is wisest for you. FortRecoveryInsurance.com, your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
I need a better job where the benefits are great. A family-friendly company with competitive pay. Where people stop and greet me when they see my smiling face. Cooper Farms. It's more than a workplace.
We're offering $1,000 sign-on bonuses for maintenance and CDL drivers. To apply, visit CooperFarmsJobs.com. Cooper Farms. It's more than a workplace.
CooperFarmsJobs.com. That's the address you can go to and find out all the job opportunities. CooperFarmsJobs.com. I'm Rob Weaver with Dave Kalp. What happened at the village council meeting last night?
Not a whole lot. We passed the final wage ordinances and kind of did the final appropriations and talked about maybe doing some studies on our sewers and our lagoon systems out there. We've had some work done to that in the past, so we just want to make sure that everything's working properly, and we think it is. We just want to make sure.
Free throws up and no good by the Falcons' Zach Van Scoy. Again, Indians back at home on Friday against Delphus St. John's. That's good. St. John's any good this year?
You know, I'm sure they're going to be a solid ball club. I haven't heard anything. Bubba's kind of my go-to guy when it comes to finding out the ins and outs of the team. Oh, nice back door.
Charge on Owen Judy. That's his third foul.
Yeah, he went in there pretty hard. Owen
Judy gets called for the foul.
Yeah, I don't think Coach Leverett's happy with that call right there.
The scoreboard went off, so the individual statistics. So,
they're going to base everything off mine.
You're on your own now.
Trouble.
Here's a shot from the right side.
There it is.
Bodie McGuire scoring.
Kid's pretty tough.
He is tough. Daniel Patch on a three. No good off the mark. Rebound. Logan Homan tried to get it. But they said he bounced the ball on the ground, or on the baseline, I should say. And so we turn it over. Here comes Graham with the ball. The Graham Falcons.
And the lead.
Indians 1-1 on the season. Right side corner shot is no good by Ben Sells. Rebound Cale Rammel. Over to Troy Homan. Homan brings it down very quickly. Tries to go to the hole. Spins, fires, and hits.
Nice job, Troy Homan.
Nice move by Troy Homan. That's been his finest move of the year.
Absolutely. Nice spin-around jumper and great drive. Nice job.
And that gives the Indians the lead back as Graham led briefly there, 36-35. Now we lead 37-36. Underneath goes Eric Goddard. He scores on the layup, and it's now Graham in the lead again.
Give him 8 points on the night.
38-37 on the Cooper Farms third quarter scoreboard. Check out Cooper Farms livestock feed program. It's a great one. They'll be happy to help you out. Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, and St. Henry. Troy Homan hits
again. Nice job.
Two shots in a row for Troy Homan.
Well, he got himself in a little bit of trouble. He was in the paint and couldn't get rid of the ball, so he just turned around and shot it. Worked out pretty good.
Way to go, Troy. 39-38. Indians lead by one. And the ball's loose, picked up by Daniel Patch. They took Owen Judy out of there because he has three fouls.
Yeah,
now.
Brought Cale back in. I think he's got three, too, but I may be wrong.
Inside off of Cale Rammel and out of bounds. They say it was last touch, though, by Graham.
Yeah, I think big number 44, Eric Goddard, got his finger on it.
Logan Homan will leave, and coming in is going to be Evers. Caleb Evers comes back in the game. Inbounds pass to Caleb Evers to Landon Post. Down low to Kale Rammel, triple team. Passes off to Evers. And Graham steals the ball. Up and in. Ben Sells hits the layup as Graham stole the ball there. Turnover Indians, and now we trail by one.
Well, they out-hustled us there, Rob.
They did. 40-39, Graham leading by one. Inside to Evers, puts it up and in.
Oh, great left-hand shot by Caleb Evers. Holy cow.
Caleb Evers.
Give him 4 points.
Off-balance shot went in. 41-40. Indians lead by one.
We've got us a ball game.
Yes, we do. A minute 30 to go on the Cooper Farms third quarter scoreboard. Cooper Farms. Check out their job opportunities at CooperFarmsJobs.com. There is McGuire missing, and a foul is going to be called on Goddard of Graham. Eric Goddard called for the foul. 1:16 remaining here. So these guys are about an hour and a half away, huh?
Well, I think they are. I talked to Todd Homan and asked him. He said they're out by they're east of Piqua. So kind of, but I think he said they were on 36, somewhere between Piqua and Urbana.
Caleb Evers over to Troy Homan. Indians down by, or up by one, I should say, 41-40. Ball tipped away. Homan got it back. He's going to lay it in.
Nice job, Troy.
6 points for Troy Homan here in this quarter.
All this quarter. Nice job for Troy keeping us in this game, keeping us ahead.
Way to go, Troy. 43-40. Troy Homan, 6 points in the quarter. Graham with the ball. Back outside it goes to Bodie McGuire. Passing to Ben Sells on the right wing. Back to McGuire, top of the key. Around on the left side. There's a ball tipped away by Landon Post. Who's going to get it? They say Cale Evers.
I think it hit Cale last.
Cale Rammel was touching the ball.
I think it hit him last there. He dove, tried to save it, and just couldn't get it in time.
Yeah, Cale Rammel was touching the sideline and the ball at the same time. So, with 28 seconds to go here in the third quarter, it's 43-40. Indians by 3 points now. Thanks a lot to Troy Homan, 6 points in the quarter.
No doubt.
Right corner, and here's a drive to the left. Pass and a foul's on.
Cale Rammel. Now with that.
I hope that's not four fouls.
Hopefully that's only his third, and I was wrong.
That is his third.
Okay.
So he's going to come out of there, and here comes Logan Homan back in with only 13 seconds to go in the quarter. They don't want him to pick up his fourth foul there.
Yeah. He'll be right back in there to start the fourth, though, I'm sure.
Rob Weaver here along with Dave Kalp. Fort Recovery basketball tonight. Indians and Graham battling here. They're going to hold for the last shot.
Yeah, I think and you're probably end up going to see Bodie McGuire take his shot here. There he is.
There he is, Bodie McGuire. Bodie McGuire hits a three.
Ties that bad boy up.
Bodie McGuire drains a three to tie it up, 43-43 at the end of three. Thanks to Cooper Farms for being our third quarter scoreboard sponsor. Don't forget to check out their excellent livestock feeding program and check out their job opportunities at CooperFarmsJobs.com. We'll be back in a moment.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Whether you work in landscaping, farming, or construction, New Holland 300 series skid steers and compact loaders are reliable workhorses to stand up to any challenge you face. We at K&L Tractor Sales can show you the many New Holland advantages that allow you to work more efficiently, like the patented Super Boom technology that delivers maximum reach at full height and easy servicing. Stop by K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery to see New Holland skid steer and compact track loader.
mechanical work on cars, vans, and more. See Wayne Oil on Forsyth Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
Well, they got all the big boys out there now, the starting five, basically.
Yep, everybody but Patchy. They got Riley Heiser out there. Starting in for a little defense, maybe.
Cale Rammel back outside to Riley Heiser. Owen Judy to Heiser. He'll pass to Troy Homan. Homan's got the hot hand. He had 6 points in the third quarter. Right side to Cale Rammel. Ball's knocked away, and they say it's going to be given back to Fort Recovery. Knocked out of bounds by Bodie McGuire.
I think there's a good chance Bodie's dad's sitting right in front of us right here.
I think that might be. Left side, Troy Homan. Homan drives to the hole. He's going to be called for an offensive. Oh, no.
They're going to call a blocking foul. He wanted to call a charge, didn't he?
I think that probably should have been a charge. Well, but, we're not going to complain about it.
He definitely wanted to call out a charge. And maybe Bobby gave him an earful earlier in the game, and he decided not to. So
Troy Homan gets fouled on the shot, and he'll be at the line for two.
Yeah, I think that was on that Zach Van Scoy. All right, Troy. This is one of the things that Troy struggled with last year, shooting these free throws. We'll see how he's got it going on now.
Yeah, we can't. The scoreboard is not working tonight for the individual fouls and points like it normally is. So. Troy Homan at the line. Come on, Troy. He puts it up and got it.
7 points now for Troy Homan. Having a great second half here.
Getting some confidence now. Eyes the bucket, puts it up, and a little too long on that one. Rebound comes down to Goddard, Eric Goddard, for the Graham Falcons. Up they come. Eli Hollingsworth with it. Over it goes there to Zach Van Scoy, over to Goddard, or to Hollingsworth. And there's another three-point basket.
Bodie McGuire again. Bodie McGuire. Give him five.
Bodie McGuire with a three. And now we're going to call an offensive foul on Troy Homan on the other end. And Graham leads by two, 46-44 here.
McGuire now with 21 points, leading everybody.
Here comes Graham with the ball. We're 7 minutes to go. Our fourth quarter brought to you by K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recoveries. They're your New Holland and Floss Farm Equipment dealer. K&L Tractor Sales and Service, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Inside, there's a foul called on Troy Homan.
Yeah, that could have been called a charge, too. I thought he gave him a pretty good elbow shot there and a shove with the shoulder. That's
what Troy was trying to convince the official that.
Yeah.
Hey, he put his shoulder down into me.
He certainly did, too. There's no doubt about it.
At the free throw line, it's up and no good. At the line here is Ben Sells. He's a junior. Let's see this McGuire kid. He's only a junior. And good this time. That makes it 47-44. It's a three-point lead. Here comes Fort Recovery. Cale Rammel quickly down the court. Back outside to Owen Judy. There's Troy Homan. Homan dribbling the ball, and he threw it away. Stolen by Bodie McGuire, and he is fouled in the act of shooting. They're going to call the foul on Troy Homan. I think that's number four on him.
Well, I think Troy kind of telegraphed that pass, and Owen kept wanting that ball to go over to the left side of the floor, and he kept pointing, and that McGuire has seen it coming. I mean, he stepped right in the passing lane, and the way he went, so he's got a chance for a couple freebies here.
Got the first one. Bodie McGuire.
Their biggest lead of the night.
48-44. Indians led by 10 in the first half. There's one more. Good again. Well, you hate to see him get the momentum like this.
Absolutely. We got to get it back.
Daniel Patch to Landon Post. Post right side to Troy Homan. Homan top of the key, drives around, lays it up, missed the shot. And it's tipped out of bounds, but they say by Daniel Patch.
Yeah, I think that's going to be. They kind of both went up for the board, and I think Patchy was the last one to get it.
Daniel Patch setting out the year last year, but coming back to play this year.
Had a great first half. Need to get him back on the scoring path here.
Graham Falcons with the ball. And there's Hollingsworth in the lane. He missed it. Got his own rebound. Back outside it goes. And it's up and no good. And they're going to say that Eric Goddard was standing on the baseline when he was trying to save the ball.
Yeah, he got the rebound and he came down and his toe hit the out-of-bounds line. Turnover. Back to the Indians. We need a bucket in a bad way here, folks.
49-44, Indians down by five. A lot of time, though, 5:45 to go in the game. Here's Cale Rammel. Off the pick set by Daniel Patch, drives and misses. Rebound, Troy Homan. Way to go there, boy. Back to Rammel, back to Troy. He's wide open.
Yeah, they want to give him the three, and he wouldn't take it.
Here's Owen Judy.
Nice drive by Owen.
Driving down the lane and lays it in.
Give him 7 points now in the ball game. Indians back down three.
49-46. Graham with the ball. Fort Recovery trails by three here in the K&L Tractor Sales and Service third or fourth quarter of play. Scramble.
Oh, that's got to be a foul.
That should be a foul. And they're going to say.
It's called a jump ball, I believe.
Call a jump ball. One guy just jumped on
Cale Rammel. He did call foul on number 21.
So foul is called on Zach Van Scoy. We've got ourselves a timeout here in this fourth quarter. 5:04 to go in the game. It's 49-46. Graham leads by three. Fort Recovery has the basketball.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Toys, toys, and more. Melissa and Doug Toys. Kalp Pharmacy has gifts for babies, toddlers, and school-aged children. We can help you cross off a name or two on your Christmas list. And Melissa and Doug Toys are great for hands-on learning, imagination, and creative fun. So check out the selection of toys Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, and Bernie, Indiana have for this Christmas. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
I need a better job where the benefits are great. A family-friendly company with competitive pay. Where people stop and greet me when they see my smiling face. Cooper Farms. It's more than a workplace.
Make your own schedule. We're now offering flexible schedule part-time positions. To apply, visit CooperFarmsJobs.com. Cooper Farms. It's more than a workplace.
And the family at Cooper Farms would like to wish you and your family a very happy holiday season. Daniel Patch will toss it in here for the Indians. To Cale Rammel. Back over to Landon Post, and Landon will bring it across the timeline.
Yeah, they come out with that toe compress there, and they try to fight you to get it in, and then they kind of back off. So the Indians just need to relax a little bit, take their time, get the ball up the floor.
Here's a drive by Cale Rammel. He missed it. Rebound comes down to the Graham Falcons. Eric Goddard, who has a tough miss there. We needed that.
Yeah, he went in there pretty out of control on that one, and like to see that one go down. That's Goddard's ninth rebound of the night.
There's a shot up, no good. Rebound Owen Judy, as missing the layup was Ben Sells. And here's Daniel Patch underneath the Logan Homan, spins and fires and hits. Logan Homan faked his opponent.
Yeah, it was a great spin move right there by number four, Logan Homan, and easy bucket for him to get us within one.
49-48, Indians down by only one with 4 minutes to go in the game. Outside, there's a shot on a three-point basket. Good by Eric Goddard.
Wow, his three-point, first three-pointer of the night, and I think it's his first attempt. Big time for that one.
Eric Goddard on a three. Cale Rammel right side to Daniel Patch. Inside to Logan Homan. Homan dribbling back outside, and it's tipped away. Want to say hi to Jim Melton if he's listening in tonight, Dave. Jim recovering from a health issue, and he'll be back soon to coach the Indians.
He'll be back. I'm sure he's listening. Hope you're getting better, Coach.
Yes, indeed. Here's an inside pass. It's stolen by Graham, and a foul's on Cale Rammel, and that's number four on him. There was no need in that, Cale.
No, and I think it was a frustration foul right there because he kind of gave him a weak toss in there on an inbounds play and was mad to himself, and he come down and kind of
so Zach Van,
another boo-boo.
Yep, Zach Van Scoy at the line. Van Scoy, V-A-N-S-C-O-Y, puts it up and good.
All six of his points so far coming from the charity stripe.
Rob Weaver here along with Dave Kalp. Eric Catterley's our studio producer at the radio station, and Neil Spencer here at the game site for FortRecoveryRadio.com. And he misses the second one. Scores 53-48. Indians down by five. We need a basket. Come on, guys. Down low to Logan Homan. He spins, fires, and misses, and he's fouled in the act of shooting.
Yeah, that's going to be on Van Scoy, I think.
Either that or Sells. It is Van Scoy.
His fourth.
Harold Thiele fills us in. His fourth foul. Here's Logan Homan. Got the free throw.
Nice.
There was some doubt there.
Maybe popped in and out, and I didn't think it was going back down, but it did.
53-49. Lead is back to four. Logan Homan again. He missed that one off the back of the rim. Rebound's taken down by Graham, but it's loose, and Graham comes up with it. Down they come. Here's Ben Sells with the ball. He'll pass over to Van Scoy. Zach Van Scoy dribbling down the lane, and he has the ball stripped away, and it's going to be out of bounds off of Graham.
Wow, nice job by Logan. Logan stripped that ball away, and there was a scramble for it, and Indians lucky enough to come up with it.
Down to 3:10 to go in the game. We are getting down to the nitty-gritty here.
Yeah, we need to get that lead back. We got to get a bucket here.
Need the bucket here, that's for sure. As Graham decides not to press.
Yeah, they pulled everybody back now. We're going to go to a 2-3 zone.
Yep,
2-3 zone. That tonight.
Daniel Patch with the ball. Underneath the Cale Rammel, puts it up and
nice.
In. He got the basket. He's fouled in the act of shooting. They're going to call Eric Goddard with the foul. Eric Goddard gets called for the foul. 53-51.
Now everybody's in the bonus. Rest of the way out. Come on, Cale. We need this free throw, brother.
Cale Rammel at the line, dribbling the basketball. Lets it fly, and he got it. Big three-point play. It's a one-point game. 53-52. 2:52 to go in the game. Graham has the basketball. The Graham Falcons.
The Indians going to stick with a man-to-man defense here. And obviously.
Left side.
Keep pressure on.
Eric Goddard, he passes it off to Van Scoy. Back out top, there's Ben Sells with it. Sells top of the key. Guarded by Logan Homan, over to Van Scoy. Van Scoy dribbling. Bounce pass goes to the right side to Goddard. Back out top to Ben Sells. Looking, goes back to Bodie McGuire. And there's going to be a timeout called by Graham.
Yep, Coach Grant Hall going to call timeout here. He wasn't liking the way his offense was running out there. They stayed it up at the top of the key, and going to set something up here and try to get a bucket.
We'll be back in just a moment.
Hello, I'm Kenny Cadot from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. For a tractor with big chore versatility and power, ask us at K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery about the 140 to 165 horsepower T7 series tractors from New Holland. They're the all-around workhorse you need for loading, haymaking, mixing feed, and spreading manure. They offer choice of transmissions and unmatched versatility to power implements on front or back. Plus, you work your best in the quiet comfort of a Horizon cab. See us at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today.
And our fourth quarter scoreboard sponsor is K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery. Don't forget to check out the new Endurance line of litter spreaders from BBI, available at K&L Tractor Sales and Service. Built tough with poultry growers in mind. Here's the inbounds pass, almost stolen away. Graham with the ball. They almost threw it away. Here's Ben Sells, right side. Back outside it goes to Bodie McGuire. McGuire gets it back after he passed it off to Eric Goddard. Down to 2 minutes to go in the game. There's a three-point shot by Bodie McGuire. He missed it. Daniel Patch got the rebound over to Cale Rammel, and we can take the lead.
I'm not sure that's the shot that they wanted, but that's the shot that they took. So
Cale Rammel drives in. He lays it up. He missed it. That would have counted. It didn't go in, but he's fouled in the act of shooting, and Cale can put us ahead here. Come on,
yeah,
Cale.
Foul on the big guy there. Goddard, and that's going to be his third foul. Come on, Cale.
Get that
exactly
chin up.
Right.
Yeah, get that chin up, Cale. Go up there with some confidence and nail these two free throws. First one is good. That ties the game. 53-53 with 1:47 to go in the contest.
16 now for number 22, Cale Rammel.
This one's up and good again. 17 now.
Yes, sir. Five freebies for Cale here tonight.
54-53. Indians lead by one.
Make them free throws, boys.
1:40 to go in the game. Graham with the ball.
Something tells me they're going to shoot a three. They've been shooting them all night.
Bodie McGuire out front. He's their hot three-point shooter. Over to Ben Sells. Here's Eric Goddard now. Eric Goddard looking. Goes down low to Bodie McGuire. And Owen Judy was there to knock it away. And the Indians pick up the ball. Indians had that well defended. Now, let's get a basket here and get a three-point lead.
Yeah, we're not in a hurry here, are we? Why are we?
Here's Owen Judy firing. Hit it.
Oh, my goodness. Turnaround jumper by Owen Judy.
Two-point basket makes it 56-53. Indians by three now. We trailed by five, so eight straight, I think, we've had. And Indians up by three, down to 49 seconds to go. Here's Ben Sells firing a three. It's off. Rebound, Owen Judy. Owen Judy gets knocked down and a foul's on Graham, on Hollingsworth. Well, you know, in the first half, they were getting all the offensive rebounds.
Yeah, we needed one. We needed one bad there. And now Owen's got to go down and put a little icing on the cake here and build this lead back up here.
Don't forget New Holland Tractors from K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery offer increased power and fuel efficiency with leading-edge technology. K&L Tractor Sales and Service, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Let's go!
Owen Judy, you can put the game away here. Well, not quite, but almost. It missed it. No good, but rebound
Daniel Patch. Rebound by Patchy. Nice job.
Landon post to Cale Rammel, and Rammel is fouled by Bodie McGuire. And going to the free throw line is Cale Rammel. I don't know why they were in such a hurry there to foul him, but.
Yeah, they had a little time. I think they want that ball back in their hands here. And down to 36 seconds, though.
Cale Rammel missed the free throws.
Make the freebies.
Missed two in a row here.
Make the freebies.
Cale Rammel bounces the ball, puts it up, and got it.
There we go.
Makes it 57-53 as the Indians now lead by 4 points with 36 seconds to go in the game. We'll be back here in just a moment.
Hi, this is Kyle Andrews of Kelp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Give the gift of comfort this holiday season with a Golden Technology Sleep Lift chair for your loved one. We have a large assortment of chairs in stock, various sizes, styles, fabrics, and colors to choose from. And we offer the best guarantee in the business. Let our experienced customer service specialist help you choose the perfect seat lift chair. Our showroom is located south of Fort Recovery, just off State Route 49. Health Mart, caring for you in about you.
That kid does such a nice job.
Oh, I tell you what, for a youngster like that to come in there and do that, he is such a fun little guy, and his sister is just as ornery as she can be. So,
well, Graham has the ball.
Yeah, they called timeout, set up a play here. It looks like the Indians are going to throw a little press at him here and try to screw him up a little bit.
36 seconds left. We lead by four, 57-53.
We backed that off pretty quick.
Ben Sells drives in, and he's going to lay it up and in. And Graham calls timeout as it's now down to a two-point game, 57-55. I don't know. We kind of let him have that.
We certainly didn't want to foul him there, and he came in hard, and We gave him the bucket, so now we're relying on some free throws here.
We'll just keep it right here. Remind you that Artsway's Portable Grinder Mixers, the feed industry's gold standard, available from K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Spence is going to mess with our stuff here, and he's going to screw us up in the last 27 seconds.
Let's hope not.
Let's hope not.
It's 57-55. Fort Recovery leads by two. Fort Recovery has the ball. But you know it's going to be a full court press here by Graham.
Well, and they're going to foul pretty quick, I'm sure. And they may give it a few seconds, but they're going to have to foul and put us on the line. They need the ball back in their hands.
The Graham Falcons.
They got one timeout left. Indians got three yet.
Again, Fort Recovery's former principal, Bill Overlay, is the principal here at Graham High School.
Had a good football season, too, this year, if I remember right.
Cale Ramo will toss it in. Goes to Daniel Patch. Back to Cale. Cale brings it down to Owen Judy. Judy back to Cale Ramo, and there's going to be a foul called on Graham on Ben Sells.
Yeah, pretty rough foul, actually. Come down, hit him pretty hard. They're trying to foul. Owen's going to the line and drop a couple in here, Owen, and just only give us a little cushion.
Yeah, only a few seconds went off. We're at 21.6 to go in the game here. Fort Recovery leading by two, 57-55. Owen Judy at the free throw line. Eyes and flies and got it.
Nothing but net.
That was a big one, and this is another really big one here.
Nothing but net.
But make it a two-possession game if he can hit this one.
12 points now for Owen.
And it's good again. Two sweet free throws for Owen Judy. It's 59-55. Down comes Graham with the ball. Sells with it. He'll fire up over Daniel Patch, and he hits it. He threw it in.
Unbelievable shot.
12 seconds to go. It's back to a two-point game.
Unbelievable that went in.
Graham calls timeout. We'll be back.
Patchy was all over it.
The St. Henry Bank is a fifth-generation family-owned company, and we take pride in serving our local communities when it comes to all of your banking needs with all types of checking accounts and savings accounts, IRAs, home loans, commercial loans, farm loans, student loans, and more. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you.
We take pride in taking care of you.
Visit us online at sthenrybank.com for all of your online banking needs. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Thanks to Mr. Neil Spencer for, we had a few technical issues before the game, so thanks to Neil for helping us get on here tonight. That happens once in a while.
Hey, that's part of it. Equipment only works when you want it. You know, it's one of those things. Equipment only breaks when you're using it, so that goes for me.
At the free throw, or at the end line, I should say, to toss the ball in for Fort Recovery is Cale Ramel. Obviously, it's a full court press here for Graham. Here comes the inbounds pass to Daniel Patch, to Cale Ramel, and he's fouled immediately. As Ben Sells commits the foul, only a couple of seconds go off. 10.7 seconds left in the game here in the K&L Tractor Sales and Service. Fourth quarter. You know, for outstanding service for your farm equipment, depend on K&L Tractor Sales and Service right here on State Route 49, the south edge of Fort Recovery. Free throws up. Oh. No good by Cale.
Man, that baby was down three quarters of the way.
Well, this puts a three-pointer in the range here.
It sure does.
If Cale hits this free throw, it is up and no good again. They have the ball. It's a two-point game. Down comes Graham with 6 seconds. Ben Sells back outside to Graham's. They missed the shot and time runs out.
Wow. Indians get lucky. Holy cow.
Eric Goddard missed the shot and time runs out. And the Indians have won the game 59-57 over the Graham Falcons. And man, we gave him a chance there. Cale Ramel missing two free throws at the end to keep the lead at 2 points. Graham came down, they had a shot, but it really wasn't close.
No, it was short by a good foot. And
I don't think that's who they wanted to take the
shot,
actually.
You know, I don't think so either, and he took it.
So the Graham Falcons fall to the Fort Recovery Indians tonight. Hope you fans enjoyed the game. We'll be back to wrap it up momentarily, give you all the stats right after we pause for this break. 59-57, Indians on top, thanks to K&L Tractor Sales and Service for being our fourth quarter scoreboard sponsor. And that by the way, that was Bodie's dad there. He just threw him a jersey. We'll be back in a moment.
Hi, this is Dave Hall from Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, your local Case IH and Kubota dealer. If you're considering purchasing equipment from us during this next year, please talk to us as soon as possible. Right now, we have a lot of equipment on order for stock, probably more than we've ever had in the past. But adding to our list of already ordered equipment is getting harder and harder. So talk to one of our salesmen soon. Hopefully, we have the equipment for you already on its way. Hall Brothers, your Case IH and Kubota dealer in Fort Recovery.
Ever try to buy insurance online? Hi, I'm Connor Ramel with Fort Recovery Insurance. On the internet, it's hard to tell a computer your truck spends half its life in a field, or that you keep your jet ski in a pole barn. Here, life's different than the big city or suburbs. So are our insurance needs. As your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, we can address your concerns and a few you may not be aware of. Insurance done local. It's what we do. FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
I need a better job where the benefits are great. A family-friendly company with competitive pay. Where people stop and greet me when they see my smiling face. Cooper Farms. It's more than a workplace.
Locations in Van Wert, Fort Recovery, St. Henry, Rossburg, and Coldwater. Start at $15.25 an hour for full-time production. Flexible options available too. To apply, visit CooperFarmsJobs.com. Cooper Farms, it's more than a workplace.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Building the future starts with the right tools. That's why you should ask us at K&L about the hard-working, dependable constructed equipment from New Holland, including skid steer loaders, compact track loaders, loader backhoes, tractor loaders, compact excavators, and compact wheel loaders. Every New Holland model offers clean, responsive power, built-in comfort and versatility that helps you master any job, any challenge, any time. Learn more. Stop by K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery today.
Back here at the Fortside Fieldhouse, the Indians survived tonight, coming from behind in the fourth quarter to win the game 59-57, as Graham missed a shot that would have tied or would have given them the lead even. I'm not sure if that was a three-pointer at the end there or not.
I think it definitely was a three-pointer, and if that goes in, we get beat by one, but luckily for us, it stayed about a foot and a half short. Indians come out of here with a 59-57 victory.
Well, give us the scoop there, Dave. You got the stats?
Well, I tell you what. You know, the Indians come out. They led the first two quarters. They won that. And then they had Graham had a huge third quarter. They outscored us 17-11 and tied things back up at 43. Indians win the fourth quarter by 16-14. And that's your final score, 59-57. Scoring-wise, they were led by Bodie McGuire. And that young man had a hot hand. He had five threes. He had three two-point baskets, a couple free throws. He ended up game high, 23 points, followed by Ben Sells. Ben Sells had a nice game. He had 8 points in the first half, 8 points in the second half. Give him a total of 16 points. By the way, McGuire had 13 points in the second half. Zach Van Scoy, he ended up with 6 points. And Eric Goddard, he had a nice second half. He had 7 points in the second half to give him a total of 11. For the Indians, they were led by Cale Rammel. Cale Rammel didn't have a point in the first quarter, Rob, and he ended up with 18 points. He had a nice second quarter and a nice second half. He got in a little bit of foul trouble, but he hung in there. Owen Judy with a big bucket down the stretch. He ended up with 13. I'll tell you what, Patchy had a great first half. He scored 8 points. He never got on the scoreboard in the second half, but, man, he got us off to a great start. Nice job by Daniel Patch. And then I think the spark plug came in there was Troy Holman. You and I talked about Troy coming in and having a great third quarter. He ended up with 7 points total. Logan Holman ended up with 6 points. Landon Post and Caleb Evers rounded out with 4 points apiece. Rebounds-wise, I can't total it all up yet, but I do know the leading rebounder for the Indians was Cale Rammel. He had 8, and Logan Holman had 7. Leading rebounder for Graham was Eric Goddard. He had 10. I got him for 10. Turnover-wise, I had Fort Recovery for 10 and them for 9. They each had 4 in the first half. Free throw-wise, we made 6, 10, 12, 13 free throws for the Indians. And for the Graham Falcons, they had 6, 7, 8, 9. So the old freebies came back and got us a victory on that, Rob, and we'll take it. Indians moved to 2-1, and they'll head into MAC play here on Friday night against the Blue Jays, you said.
Yep, and we'll be here for the game. Dave and I will be here to bring you the game on Friday night on FortRecoveryRadio.com and also on WPGW. How many points did Daniel have, did you say, in that first half?
He had 8 points in the first half, and that's what he ended up with. But he had two huge threes to start the game and just kind of got us off on a roll. And we built a nice lead. You know, we got up there by 10 points. And hats off to Graham. They came back and fought like crazy there. And especially that third quarter where they outscored us by 6.
But we'll be back to wrap it up right after this.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Forsyth Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
Hi, this is Jerry Kapp of Kapp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Did you know when being dismissed from the hospital, you can choose which pharmacy and medical equipment company services your needs? When you are faced with a choice, choose Kapp Pharmacy to deliver your IV medications and medical equipment to you. We're located in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, and Bern, Indiana. So stop in or call us at 800-686-2314. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Well, the head coach of the Fort Recovery Indians, Bobby Leverett, joins us now. And, Bobby, congratulations on the win tonight. A little scary there at times, but the kids did what they had to do at the end.
Absolutely. Thanks, Rob.
Kind of a similar game to the other night. I really felt you played better, honestly, last Saturday, but still they got the job done. They had a close one at the end, and we got the key plays when we needed to get them.
Right, yeah. Coming in, we knew that they were going to be scrappy as all get out. Dribble drive action with kickouts, a lot of ball screens, and they got hot. We didn't make their shooters uncomfortable for 3.5 quarters. Actually, almost four quarters, to be honest with you. All right. And then once we finally got a little bit of a comfortable lead there, when Owen hit that nice fadeaway when we cleared out for him on the wing and got up 5, then it was like, okay, now we got to buckle down and get stops. And we did down the stretch, but I mean, we knew coming in it was just going to be a dogfight. Tuesday night game. And they're just strong kids. And
yeah, and the Bodie McGuire kid can really shoot the ball too,
right.
Number 4.
Right. And, you know, coming in, we knew he was a shooter. Did we know he was going to go for 25? 23. We didn't know he was that capable. I mean, we've seen him play once this year and then a scrimmage. So kind of knew their personnel good enough, but kid was on. You know, we had to have Landon start face guarding him, and once he did that, that took him out of it, and that kind of got them out of the rhythm a little bit.
Well, Kale led you with 18, and Owen had 13, but two big scorers. Daniel Patch had eight big points in the first half for you.
Yeah, he came out and stepping into his three like we know he can do, and thank God he did, because he kept us in it early.
Well, and he, you know, the more he does that, the more confidence he builds.
Right. Well, and what it does for us offensively is it gets everybody spread out. You know, when you've got a 6'7 kid that can come out and shoot that, that's going to bring their big away from the basket, and it's going to give us driving lanes, is what we want to do. You know, we want to be able to drive and kick, similar to what Graham does, but, you know, with bigger size to where we can go post up sometimes when we want.
Now, I'm not too sure that his dad shot that well when he was playing, Brian.
Oh, God, no. No, I don't know. He's so old, they probably didn't have a 3-point line back then.
I don't know. That might be true. I don't know.
No, he's not that old. He's the same age I am.
Hey, and then Troy Homan, man,
yeah.
7 points in the third quarter for you.
He's a bulldog. I mean, that kid wants to compete. That's I mean, you put him out there against the sister, and he's gonna play to win. That's just how he is. He's wired to win. I mean, it's tough to not have him on the floor because he's gonna do whatever it takes to win. And he's getting good quality minutes for us. He's gonna continue to see more playing time if he continues to do that stuff. So
yeah, he had a great third quarter for you. Hey, well, thanks for stopping by.
Absolutely.
And we got the conference game coming up Friday, and we'll be back here, and that would be a big win for you.
Absolutely. We're going to see a very similar team in St. John's, but better skilled basketball players. So that will be an absolute dogfight again.
All righty. Well, thanks, Bobby.
Yep.
Bobby Leverett, head coach of the Fort Recovery Indians. The Indians win tonight 59-57 over the Graham Falcons. And we'll just sign off here and say thanks for listening, everybody. Thanks again to our studio producers, Eric Catterly at the radio station, Neil Spencer here at the game site. Dave, thanks to you for a great job again.
Well, it's always fun to come up here and do this and enjoy doing the games with you. And I look forward to Friday night.
And again, thanks to the Indians for giving us a win tonight. Fort Recovery beating Graham 59-57. From the Fortside Fieldhouse, for Dave Kalp, I'm Rob Weaver saying good night, everybody.
Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio was being brought to you by
WPGW AM and FM Portland.